This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're in the home stretch over here. We're in Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Some of our regulars are still in Eretz Yisrael. Some of them are catching up. Hopefully they'll be up to us when we start Nedarim. We're continuing in the sugya of Eretz Yisrael. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the second line. Reb Chelboy, Reb Avira, Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Iklu Lahu Asra. Reb Chelboy, Reb Avira, Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi Bar Chanina happened to come to a certain place. Aisu Kamayo Afarska, they brought them a peach. Dahava Kiofas Kfarhino, that was like a frying pan of Kfarhinoi. Veofas Kfarhinoi Kamahave, how big is the frying pan of Kfarhino? Chamesh Sa'in. Five Sa'. Achlushlish, they ate a third of it. It was very big, it was five sub if girushlish. They made a third of it ownerless. Vinasnaf nebehemtan shlish. They gave a third before their they gave a third to their animals. It's interesting. You would have thought that first they would have eaten a third and then given a third to their animals. I think we had a Gemara that food that's fit for a man, you know how to give to an animal, right? So maybe only after they're mafkarit, so basically that demonstrates no longer fit for man. There's so much, no man could eat it. Only then they were able to give it to their animals. Okay. Lashana ikla Reb Elazar hasam. A year later, Reb Elazar came there, v'aisa l'kamei, and they brought him a peach. Naktu biyadei, he took it in his hand, v'amar, and he said, and now a year later it was much smaller. Eretz pri l'malecha. A fruitful land turns into a salty land. Meiras Yosheba, because of the evil of those who live in it. In other words, the land of Israel is affected by the actions of those who inhabit it. And therefore, and that's why the quality of the produce diminished. Rabbi Shua ben Levi ikla legavla. Rabbi Shua ben Levi came to Gavla. Chazanhu lahanu ki tufei dehava kaimu ki igli. He saw the ashkoilos, he saw the clusters, that they looked like cows, like calves. They were so big that the clusters looked like an egel, a calf. Amar, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, agolam bein agafanim, they're cows in the orchard, in the grapevine. Amrulay, they said to him, ki tufein in ano, they're eshkoilois. Amar, he said, eretz, eretz, hachnisi perasayich, land, bring in your fruit. Lemi at moitzia perasayich, why, who are you producing fruit for? Why are you being so fruitful? Why are you producing so much fruit? La'arviyam halol shamdu olein b'chateisenu, you're producing such lush fruit for the Arabs, who they rise against us because of our averos. Lashana, the next year, ikla Reb Chiya hasam. Reb Chiya came there. Chazinu dehava kaimel kizizi. He saw these ashkalos, they look like goats. Amar, he said, izim bein agfanim, they're goats among the clusters. Amru, they said, Amru le izil, get out of here. Lo yisavid lach ki chavrach. Don't do to us like your friend did to us. They were afraid that he would also say, Eretz Yisrael, be machnis your perois. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Beberchoyseh shel Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael is blessed, Beis Sa Oisa Chameshas Ribay Koyren. A Beis Sa, which is an area of land that could produce a besa is an area of land that you could plant a saw of seeds. Oisa chameshas ribay koren. It could make 50,000, right? Five myriads core. What does that mean? How much is a core? a kor is 30 sa. So basically, the base sa, which is one sa, could produce 50,000 kor. So 50,000 kor is for each sa, that's basically 1.5 million. So how do we get this cheshbon? How do we get that a base sa can make 50,000 kor, which is times 30, is 50,000 times 3 is 150, times 30 is 1.5 million. So, where do we get this from? B'yeshivasai shel tzayan. When tzayan was settled, beisa oisa shivin karen. A beisa could make 70 kor. D'tanya amra meir, ani ro'isi bebikas beishan, I saw in the valley of Beishan. Beisa oisa shivin karen. A beisa made 70 kor. So that's Beishan, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing greater than Egypt. So Egypt definitely could also produce 70 kor. How do I know that Mitzrayim is the most fertile of all the lands in Chutzaretz? Shenemar kegan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim, like the garden of God, like the land of Mitzrayim. Ve'en lecham u'la b'chalaretz Mitzrayim yosem Mitzrayim. There's nothing more fertile in Egypt than Sayan, to have a merabah b'malachim, that it raised, it groomed kings. That's where the kings lived. The chsev ki hayu b'tzayan sarav, the officers were in Sayan. So Sayan has to be as fertile as Beishan. Ve'en lecha terashim b'chal eretz Yisrael yosem mechevrayim. There's no more rocky terrain than Chevrayim. Tava covered by Shechvi, that's where they bury the dead. Ve'afilu hachi, Chevrayim mevuna al achas mishiva b'tzayan. Chevrayim was seven times as blessed as Tzayan. Now, mevuna here does not mean built up. Rashi says mevuna means benuya b'chol toiv, built up with all goodness, like a lashon of lush and blessed, like the pasuk v'ibane gam anoichi mimena. Rachel said, "I will be built up also I from her." Rachel says to Yaakov, "Marry Bila v'ibane gam anoichi mimena." Rabbi Avi Schreier asked me, "Why does Rashi quote the pasuk v'ibane gam anoichi mimena?" There's an earlier pasuk where Sarah says to Avram, Ulai ibane mimena. Sarah says, take Hagar, maybe I'll be built up from her. Maybe the reason Rashi didn't quote that pasuk, because there, maybe you would say, ibane does not mean what Rashi is saying mevuna means here. There, maybe ibane means to be built up. Because Sarah had no children, so now, by Abraham having the child through Sarah, she will not be harus. She will not be devastated, shall be built. But you wouldn't say she would be benuya b'chal toiv, because Hagar was not Jewish. So then the child would not be Jewish. So maybe you cannot apply mevuna b'chal toiv by Abraham having Yishmael. But at least there it would be just built up. Rashi is trying to prove it means mevuna b'chal toiv, perhaps. Okay. The Gemara continues, Ve'in lecha terashim, and there's no more rocky terrain. B'chal eretz Yisrael yosem mechevrayim, to have a cover by Shechvi. V'fil hachi chevron mevuna l'achas mishiva b'tzayan. Chevron was seven times more blessed than Tzayan. D'chsev v'chevron sheva shanim nivnasa lefnei Tzayan mitzayim. Literally, Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayan. Now, what does that mean? Ilay menivna samam. So it means that Chevron was literally built before Tzayan. How could that be? Chevron was in Canaan, and Tzayan was in Mitzrayim. Efshar adam boina bayis of naikad and kadam shivna of naigado. Would a person build for his youngest son, who is Canaan, who would gain Chevron? Would a person build a house for his youngest son before he builds a house for his oldest son. His oldest son was Mitzrayim. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, remember, Uvnecham, the two of the children of Cham, Cush, Umitzrayim, Ufuruchnan. Canaan was Mitzrayim was the second son, Canaan was the fourth son. So you can't say that Hebron was built 7 years before, it just means it was seven times as blessed. It was seven times more blessed than Sayan. Vahani mili betrashim. And that's so for the most rocky terrain in Eretz Yisrael. Avo shaloi betrash. So that means like this. If Sayan produced 70 kor, then Hebron would produce 490 kor, seven times as much. And then that's the rocky terrain. Avo shaloi betrashim. But if it would have been fertile terrain in Israel, then it's at least chamesh mea, 500 kor. Where this cheshbon comes from that the fertile land would be 10 more kor than the rocky land, that we would have to figure out, but that's the formula the Gemara says. V'hani mili shaloi bebechaysa. This is true when Eretz Yisrael was not in its most blessed time. Avo bechaysa, but if it's blessed, so in its blessed time it was 500 kor. I'm sorry, in its non-blessed time, it was 500 kor. Avol bebrechaseh, in its blessed time, k'siv v'yizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi, Yitzchak planted in that land, and he found 100 times. So 100 times 500 kor is 50,000 kor. So we said earlier that one sa would produce 50,000 kor. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, sa biYehuda hisa isa chamesh sa'in. A sa of produce in Yehuda, you can make five sa's worth. How? If you have a sa, let's say, of the grain, it could produce five sa of flour. Sa kemach, one sa of just plain flour. Sa sa's, a sa of fine flour. Sa subin, a sa of the more coarse flour or bran, sa morsin, a sa of very coarse bran, and a sa kiboraya, and a sa of kibor. Kibor is very low grade flour. Amar Lehu Tzaduki Reb Chanina, a certain Tzaduki said to Reb Chanina, Ya'a mashbichi suba ba'arachayim. It is correct that you praise your land. My father left me one sa. Mimena mashach. I have oil from it. Mimena chamar. I have wine from it. Mimena ibor. I have produce from it. Mimena kineas. I have kidneys, legumes from it. Mimena royois miknasi. And from it, I allow my animals to graze. An Amorite said to a Jew who came to take over the land of Israel, "Hai tolsa dekaima aguda diardina." This palm branch that stands on the riverbank of the Jordan, "Kama gadrisumina." How much did you harvest from it? How many dates did you get from it? Amalei shitin kori, 60 kor from one tree. Amalei, the Amorite said, "Akati loy ailsuba." You didn't even enter the land yet, Achrivtu, and you destroyed it. I used to get double, and now may have Esim Kori, have a Gazriyamina. I would be able to harvest 120 kor. Amarle, the Jew said, Ana nami mechad gisa kaminolach. I'm only talking about what I got from one side of the date palm. But in total, I would be able to get 120 kor. Which, by the way, is a little bit of a pella, because you would have thought that when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, they would be able to get more than the Emorim got. But maybe, even so, the Jew is underestimating. Maybe, really, he was able to get more. No, because there's an idea that the land is only fertile for the Jews. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Maidichziv. What does the pasuk mean? Ve'eten lach eretz chemda nachlasvi. What does it mean? I gave you a desired land. The inheritance of a tzvi of a deer. Lamer zenushal tzvi. Why is there so compared to a deer? Lamer lach. Mat tzvi ze ino er machzik. Just like a deer, its flesh cannot contain its skin cannot contain its basar, its flesh. Meaning, if once you take off the skin, you wonder, how did the skin ever contain its flesh? Eretz Yisrael also cannot contain its fruits. By the way, in Megillah, I thought the Gemara darshans that Eretz Yisrael is not big enough to contain all of its residents. So that's a different drasha. Let's see. I thought that's the drasha in Megillah. Okay. And then, Ma davracher, another psha, ma tzvi zeh kal mikol achayis, just like the tzvi is the swiftest of all the wild animals. Af Eretz Yisrael kala mikol haratzah, so to Eretz Yisrael is the swiftest of all the lands. Levashos peroseha, for its fruits to ripen. And if you're going to say, ma tzvi zeh kal ve'in besar yishom, if you're going to say, well, the deer might be swift, but its meat is not juicy, it's not fatty. Af Eretz Yisrael kala levashos ve'in peroseha shmenim, maybe you'll say Eretz Yisrael is swift to allow its fruits to ripen, but its fruits are not lush. Talmud Loimer, Zavas Cholav Udvash, flowing with milk and honey. You know what it means that Eretz Yisrael is flowing with milk and honey? It means it's Shmeinim Mecholav, fatter than milk. The fruits are fatter than milk, Umesukim Udvash, and sweeter than honey. By the way, the Marsha says, why are we interpreting Zavas Cholav Udvash, that it's fatter than milk? Because it's describing the land. Milk is not something that grows from the land. Milk comes from animals. So therefore we're interpreting zavas chalav. It's more juicy than milk. The fruits that come from the land are more juicy than milk. So we're trying to describe the lusciousness of the milk. Okay. Rebbe Lazar, Kihava Solak L'Eretz Yisrael, when he would go up to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he would say, Palti li mechada, I was saved from one curse. One of the curses are that the Chachamim will not be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. I was saved from one curse. Ki samchu Amar, when I got smicha, he said, Palti li mitarti, I was saved from two curses. Ki osvuhu besoid ho'ibor Amar, when they positioned me among those who discussed the secret of the lunar cycle, he said, "Palti limatasav, saved from three curses." Shinamra, what does the pasuk say in Yecheskel? "V'hoisa yadi al hanaviim hachoizim shav." It says, "My arm will be up against the neviim who have visions that are empty." And the pasuk goes on to say that number one, they won't be positioned in the gathering of Klal Yisrael, and they won't be written in the records of Klal Yisrael, and they won't enter Eretz Yisrael. So we darshan like this: Besoid amiloyu, they won't be in the secret council of my people. Zesoid ha'ibar, that's the secret of the lunar cycle, and they will not be recorded in the record of Klal Yisrael zeh smicha, that's those who receive smicha, v'al admas Yisrael lo yavoyu kimashmai, as it pshuta kimashmai. Now I'm going to save the next shtickle for tomorrow with your permission. I'm just pointing out the next little piece of Gemara talks about Reb Zera when he would go up to Eretz Yisrael. Now we saw before Reb Zera tried to avoid Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda didn't want him to go to Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to learn about how he ultimately did enter Eretz Yisrael. And with your permission, we'll see that tomorrow, 9:30, okay? That works? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you. We'll have to figure out how we do Nedarim, because I think the pages are pretty short, and there are a lot of runs, the big runs. So hopefully we'll develop a approach to be able to learn Nedarim properly. Okay, thank you very much. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.